Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
ever one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah. We give God glory on tonight. My hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, we bless the Lord tonight. Truly, he is worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we thank him for giving us another opportunity to call upon his name, to lift him up, and to give him praise. Amen?
Amen.
And so we are so excited about you being here tonight with us, and we give God glory for giving us the opportunity to share the word of God with you on tonight. Truly, the Lord has been wonderful and magnificent to us, and we just excited about God and what he is doing through us and through you as well. So we want to thank you again for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. This is an awesome, awesome time to give God some glory.
Amen.
It is an awesome time to give God the praise and the honor. Why? Because he deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves it. He deserves it every time. He deserves it. The Lord has been good to us. When we wasn't doing what he said to do, he was still loving us and taking care of us. And so we have to make sure that we trust the Lord and turn our life over to the Lord so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies and enter into his presence. And our God is awesome. And so we just want to thank God for saving us and bringing us to this place in our life. We was at the Light of the World today, our church home, and we was in our leadership meeting, and just an awesome day, an awesome word that came forth and testimonies that came forth on today at our leadership meeting. And the man of God was talking about, and the woman of God was talking about the fact that we are leaders, and we have to walk in the fact that we are leaders. We just can't be just doing just on anything. We have to be committed and submitted to God and those that are in authority over us. And no backbiting, but be on one accord saying the same thing. Everybody saying the same thing, being on one accord. And so we're just excited about what God is doing and what he is going to continue to do through us. We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield from the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, and we're located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge. Our leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, Bishop Kevin Jones, and Pastor Sakri Osler. And we thank God for our leaders. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for the Light of the World family.
Amen.
And we thank God for you, all of you that is making up the body of Christ. So we speaking to those out there that may listen to this broadcast at a later date. We want you to know that you are important to us. And so we have a word that is prepared just for you tonight. Amen. It's just for you, and I know that God has a word that is going to come forth on tonight. So we just give God glory and give him praise for the word that is going to that is going to come forth on tonight. We just thank you so much for tuning in. We at our church, we have Bible study on Wednesdays at 12 noon, and also at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, we have Bible study, and we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So we talked about love, joy, and peace. And so next Wednesday probably be long-suffering. I'm not sure. But I tell you, you better come out and get this word from this man of God, Bishop Kevin Jones, that is bringing forth the word, an anointed man of God that is bringing forth the word to us. Also, we have services on Sunday morning at 8 a.m., Sunday school at 9:45, and our regular service is at 10:45. Come on out and share with us. On tomorrow, we are doing our communion service. We have baptism, and we are excited about that. So come on out and share with us. We'll be glad to have you. We have an awesome word that is coming forth tonight from my husband, Pastor Stephen Butterfield. And the subject matter that he has is what's on your mind? What's on your mind? And the subtopic is elevate your mind. So we want to elevate our mind so that we can move to the next level. Go on and turn your Bibles to Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 17. That's Colossians 3, 1 through 17. This man of God is an awesome man of God. He's an author, a writer, a psalmist, and he can break down this word for us on tonight. So get your pencil and paper and get ready for the word of God from Pastor Stephen Butterfield.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that introduction. We thank God for his mercy and his grace.
Amen.
Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. We are so excited, amen, that you have tuned in tonight, and we pray that this word will engage you and you'll be engaged with this word to move you to where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Because God wants us to get closer to him. Whatever comes in our lives, whatever we're dealing with, it's only to get us closer to him. And I know all of us want to be close to God because the word said that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
And in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good reason to want to be in his presence.
Amen.
That's a good reason, amen, to want to be closer to him. So tonight I want you to turn your Bibles to Colossians, the third chapter. And we begin to read, and I'm going to read all of these, and hopefully we would not bore you, and you would get a full understanding of what God is trying to tell us tonight. God wants us to move a little higher and closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our minds are not where God wants us to be, and
mm-hmm.
so we can't receive what God wants us to receive
mm-hmm.
because it all starts in the mind.
Amen.
And we'll talk about how powerful and how important
mm-hmm.
the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us look to our Bible, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and I might try to also read the Message Bible, but let's look at King James Version of the Bible. You'll find these words recorded.
Mm-hmm.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above,
mm-hmm.
where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above
mm-hmm.
and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him
mm-hmm.
in glory.
Amen.
Modify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinance, affections, evil, compulsiveness, and covetousness, which is idolatry,
mm-hmm.
for which these For which things such are the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, and in which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them.
Mm-hmm.
But now ye are put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, lying not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythians, bond or free, but Christ in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy,
kindness,
humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another.
My Lord.
If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, that ye may also, ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Be ye thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Richly.
In all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If ye be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth.
All right.
Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you tonight for this word that you have given
you,
us. We pray, oh God, that you use my mind, use my lips, use everything that you have put in me, oh God, to bring out the word that you have given me, that the people that are listening to this right tonight or at a later date, God, oh God, that would stir their hearts up, God, to open up their mind, oh God, and receive you, oh God, and live for you and walk this walk that you have humbled us to do in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. Bless your word, Lord God, and go forth with power, the anointing, and wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What's on your mind? I began to think about the mind. The mind is a powerful thing. I heard a commercial for the Negro College Fund. Mind is a terrible thing to waste. And the mind, if you want to know, is the central gate to the spirit of man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the central gate. Now, we have an ear gate.
Mm-hmm.
We have an eye gate.
All right.
And I believe we have a physical gate, which is through touching. And all those gates, are things come in to our mind. You watch a movie and you see something, and what you see goes directly to your mind. You hear something, and what you hear goes directly to your mind. When you feel somebody touch you, that emotion goes directly to your mind. What happens after it gets to your mind? Your mind then sends it to your heart. Now, your heart It's connected to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your will, your heart, your will, your mind, and your emotions deal with you. How you see things, how you feel about things, and how you think about things is based on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so when your mind sends things to your heart then have to make a decision based on the condition of your heart on what it has received, whether they reject it or they will move on it and then apply it to your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then from your heart it goes to your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at how the heart of man works, it's Romans 10:9-10 says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and that God raised Jesus from the dead, ye shall be saved.
Right.
You have to believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear the word to your ear gate, it goes to your mind, to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then your heart makes a decision whether to receive what the mind has heard. And so that's why the Bible say faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You first got to hear the word of God in order for you to have some faith. You don't just have faith on your own. The Bible say faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is what gives you faith because you have faith in God. You don't have faith. Now, we have regular faith. You know, we have faith in so much things. Sometimes it seems stronger than the faith we have in God. You know, God will tell us to do something, and we want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see whether it's for real. But when we want to sit down in a chair, we don't check out to see if the leg is strong enough. We just have faith that the chair is going to fit, got to hold us up. And so we don't have faith in God like we should, but the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now everything you hope comes to your mind. It's not tangible yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not material yet. And so it's in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that can go through your mind is something that's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you see, sight and sound are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sight and sound are spirit. And so what can go to your mind is the sound through your ear gate. Sight goes through your eye gate. What you see goes then to your mind, and the only way you can comprehend that is based on your heart condition. Your heart, if the Spirit of God has been dealing with your heart about the Word of God, about when see, that's why the Bible says no man can come to God unless the Spirit draw him. And so when the Holy Ghost begins to tug on your heart, then so when you hear the word now, it begins to make sense.
Right.
It begins to, the seed of the word can now find good ground because now your mind has received the word. Now your heart is ready to receive the word because your heart have to be ready to receive the word. And the thing about our mind is that our perception is based on how we think. How we think is based on our mind, our heart, our will, things that we believe is the way it is. We can believe a thing and it doesn't have to really be something. I'm amazed how the LGBT community feel so convinced that even though they see their natural body being a man, in their mind, they believe that they're a woman. And they believe it so strong that they now put law in place that something that is not even physical, it is based on their preference, on their desire, is not based on anything that's physical, anything that's natural, but it's based on their thinking. On their thinking. So on their thinking, although their body, they were born as a woman, they are convinced that they are a man. So that's how powerful the mind is. I want you to see how powerful the mind is. And the only problem with those people, and I love them, and I want to see them saved, the only problem they have is Satan has bewitched their mind. Because they know in the natural, I mean, nature itself tells you that two of the same cannot mate and produce. Even if you do physics or electricity, you have to have a male input to a female. I mean, you can't have a positive without a negative. You can't have two positive to gain anything. And so, but it's the mind thing. I want you to understand it's the mind thing. And so what's on your mind? How do you see the word of God? How do you perceive the word of God? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God has to come to our ear gate. When it comes to our ear gate, it settles into our mind, and our mind pushes us and processes now to our heart. And based on the condition of your heart, it's how you interpretate what you hear. It's how you interpretate what you feel. It's how you interpretate what you see. Because if you are sanctified, saved, and your heart is pure before God, when pornography comes on, your heart would want to vomit. Your heart would turn against it. Your heart would turn off to it. Your desires wouldn't be for it because your heart has been changed. When the devil tells you that this thing you can lie about, this thing you can cheat about, if your heart is pure before God, it would not get in your spirit.
Right.
Because when it gets in your heart now and settles in your heart, it begins to now penetrate into your spirit.
God.
Now, all of a sudden, you begin to perform like what you thought. That's why these people I told you about earlier, LGBT, they want to function as a woman. Some of them have more twist than my wife does. They are more feminine than my wife is. I mean, they would have some talking, some swing that a woman wouldn't have. And so, because their mind and their heart has received it, their spirit man has walked out in it. So now the spirit is upon them, and you can tell them by the spirit. And I'm not trying to beat them down. I'm just trying to let you see, even a homemonger, you can tell by his spirit that when you get in the presence, the Holy Ghost would get uneasy and let you know, hey, be careful of that one right there. Because now they can, based on where their heart condition is, their spirit man would now fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
And so this is what happens with the mind. That's why the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to God by the
pulling down
of strongholds.
Yes.
And bring it into captivity every thought.
Every thought.
And every word that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in your mind. That's where the war is. Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities and power.
Yes.
Against the darkness, against the wickedness and spiritual wickedness, against the spirit. And so we're going to talk about the spirit. And so that's what impact and begin to fight the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Is what comes to the mind.
All right.
And so that's why the Bible say when we get saved, he said, be not conformed to this world,
mm-hmm.
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Your mind got to be renewed. Mm-hmm. Now when stuff come in your mind, because your heart has been changed,
mm-hmm.
the way your mind thinks now is different.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, I looked on my feet and they look new.
Mm-hmm.
I checked my hands and they did too. Now your natural hands didn't change,
mm-hmm.
but it now is the way you look at it.
Right.
It's your perception. Now your mind, your perception in your mind is different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that way anymore.
And
so you don't look at things that way anymore. You don't feel that way about things anymore because now your mind has been changed. And that's why we cannot allow to be carnal-minded
mm-hmm.
after we get saved.
My Lord.
Because a carnal mind is an enemy
mm-hmm.
against God.
Mm.
It's an enemy against God. So if you're a child of God, there's no world, you're in the world, you can be an enemy
mm.
against God.
My Lord.
So we got to walk in the Spirit. And you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to know that it's in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the mind. What's on your mind? When you see something, what comes to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Now when we see Shaquille O'Neal, he can be on any kind of commercial, but when you see him, you think about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word Michael Jordan, you think about basketball and sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes to mind because that's what you have received
mm-hmm.
in your heart about Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear the word of God,
mm-hmm.
we think about Jesus. And all he's done for us.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And somebody said, my soul cries out hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for saving me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to now make sure that we see what's on our mind. We got to be careful. We have to guard our gates. We have to protect our gates. We have to protect what's coming into our eyes, what we see, what we watch. We have to be careful what we watch because what we watch goes into our minds, and when it gets to our mind and our spirit, our heart, it gets to our spirit.
That's right.
And things that we watch is subliminal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't even physically see it.
Right.
But your spirit man identifies it, and if your mind is not right
mm-hmm.
before God, it will receive it. Send it to your heart. If your heart don't reject it, it'll grab a hold to it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you'll feel your spirit feeling funny, and you wonder, what's going on? Something is wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
You know that something is wrong, and your mind is so powerful that they have people who can use their mind over matter. They can walk on hot coals. And their body wouldn't even feel the pain.
Mm. Wow.
That's how strong your mind is. You got to know your mind is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I heard somebody say that you can be here with me, but your mind is way across town.
Mm.
And that's how powerful your mind is. If you want to go to Europe right now, you can do it in your mind.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I can make a trip back to the Bahamas. Anytime I'm ready, I can just think about the beaches and the waters. And I can just think about it, and I can even visualize it. My God Almighty. That's how strong the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be careful about the mind and protect our gates, our
mm-hmm.
ear gates, our eye gates, and our physical touch gates.
Yes.
They impact us. So how do we elevate our mind?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, set your affections affection on things above.
Yes, Lord.
Now, set your affection on things above. You can say, well, I live in this earth. Why would I not think about the earth? But the Bible said, Jesus said in the model prayer, that when you pray to let your will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
So whatever we do, it still got to be heaven's agenda. It still have to be kingdom agenda.
Yes.
The Bible say that seek ye first
the kingdom. Yes, the kingdom.
It didn't say seek ye first your career. Seek ye first what you're going to gain on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say if you worry about this physical things, what you're going to eat or drink, he said that's the mind of a Gentile.
My Lord.
The mind of a sinner. That's
My
the
Lord.
Mind of an unbeliever. Mm-hmm. But if you believe that Jesus has saved you,
My Lord.
Elevate your mind.
Elevate.
Set your affection on things above and not beneath.
Yes, Lord.
Not on this earth, on things above. If you set your affection on things above, living down here become easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would not be concerned about what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be concerned about who don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be concerned about all these trivial things that don't matter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind would be elevated on Jesus.
That's right.
If your mind is on Jesus, you cannot be distracted. You know Peter. Peter was able to walk on the water as long as his eyes as long as his eyes was on Jesus, he was walking on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, something that is impossible to do without God.
Right.
But with God,
all things
are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Peter was able to walk on the water as long as he stayed focused on Jesus. So Jesus, the Bible is telling us in this chapter that if we set our affection on things above, we won't have to be concerned about stuff here.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? We don't have to be concerned. When Jesus was here, he was not concerned about buying a home, having a great endeavor. He wasn't thinking about where he's going to lay his head. He said, the Son of Man have no place. He said, birds have nests. Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. If we are not concerned about everything in this world and don't concern about God, we'll miss it. We'll be all bind up and condemned, and we will put ourselves back in bondage. That's why he said, don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. The stuff that's going on around, don't be concerned about that stuff. Because it would tie you down. So I'm going to tell you three things, three reasons why you need to elevate your mind. And I hope they support and give you enough courage to elevate your mind because of these things. And the answer is in verse 3. The number one is because you're dead. I say you're dead.
Okay.
That may not sound good to you. But that's the first reason why you need to elevate your mind, because if you're dead, people in a casket is not concerned whether it rains or sunshine tomorrow. They're not concerned whether there's food in the cabinet tonight. They're not concerned about these little things that doesn't matter. The first thing is that because you're dead. Number two is because your life is hid with Christ. And number three is hid in God. I said, number one, you are dead. In Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the life which I now live,
awesome.
Hey, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yes, thank you.
Woo, glory,
Lord.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So we are dead. And if we go to verse 5, it tells us, mortify, therefore,
mm-hmm.
your members,
mm-hmm.
which are upon the earth. You've got to die to this flesh.
Die to the flesh.
Oh, the only way your mind would ever get elevated, got to die to this flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Modify. Fornication wouldn't have no place.
Mm-hmm.
That man in the casket ain't thinking about no pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Or sexual sin. He's not concerned about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Uncleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
Inordinate affection. Evil stuff. Covetousness. He don't want nothing you got.
Mm-mm.
He dead.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. He's not concerned about any of that. Because he is dead. God wants us to be dead to this stuff. That if you are dead. Now when God saved me, he changed my natural nature to cigarettes and to alcohol.
Mm.
So now when I see an alcohol commercial, when I see a cigarette commercial, because my heart has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me good. Because my heart is dead to that.
Mm-hmm.
When I see that, it has no desire, no lusting comes after cigarette because my heart has been changed. Oh, my God. My heart is dead to that. And so that's why we need to die daily so these things won't impact our thinking, won't influence our thinking, won't elevate our mind to the wrong thing. It would elevate our mind above those things. So number two is because your life is hid with Christ. Now you got to realize that even though you're still in this body, and this body have the proclivity to sin,
mm-hmm.
that because of the finished work of Jesus Christ,
Lord, hallelujah.
Oh my God, you are made perfect in the sight of God,
Lord.
Not because what you have done, but because you are hid
in Christ.
Now, so when you hid with Christ. Now, when you're hidden in something,
mm-hmm.
people can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they say because you're hid, if you're hidden, y'all never play hide and seek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're hiding, folks can't find you.
Yeah.
If folks can find you, you are not a good player of the game. So you have to be hidden. Now, if you hid in Christ, when God sees you, he sees Jesus first because you're hidden. All he sees is Jesus when he looks at you. He sees the blood of Jesus when he looks at you. So we know that we are hid with Christ. We're hid with Christ. Philippians 1 and 20. And 22, what it says?
1 and 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. According to my earnest expectations and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body,
mm-hmm.
whether it be by life or death.
Mm-hmm.
For to me to live
uh-huh.
is Christ,
uh-huh.
and to die is gain.
Uh-huh.
But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall what I shall choose, I want not.
Amen. So the King James Version says, according to my earnest expectation
mm-hmm.
and my hope,
mm-hmm.
that is nothing that I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as also always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be for life or death. So I made up my mind, to God I live, and for God I die. I am all in. If you're all in Christ, it doesn't matter what else. You just want God, Jesus, to be pleased and satisfied with whatever you do. And he said, for me to live,
die is gain.
But to die is gain. It doesn't matter, because you live unto Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live unto yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We now live, as we live in this body, we are little Christ's in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We are little Jesus's in the earth. We represent him. That's why we are called his disciples, because we are replicates of who he is in the earth. And see, we got to imitate Jesus.
Imitate him.
We got to become like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the third one is, because we are in God. We are hid with Christ in God. So I want to encourage you tonight to elevate your mind.
Elevate your mind.
Stop scratching with the chickens and start soaring with the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude will determine your altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go higher. Die to yourself. Die to your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change your season, change your position to the sun, to S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go higher. The higher you get, the closer you get to God. So you begin to move out of the outer court. Oh, my God. You begin to move out of peripheral of God. Now you begin to get closer to God. You have been dying to your desires. Now you just want to please him. You're getting closer, and you're getting intimate with God. Hallelujah. You want to just get closer. It doesn't matter who don't like you no more. It doesn't matter what your circumstances look like. All you want to do is just get closer to God. When you go to church, all you want to do is, how do I get closer to God? I want to get close to him. I want to be intimate. Somebody say, I want to feel your heartbeat. Oh, my God, I want to lean against your chest. Oh, if we can just feel the heartbeat of God. We can just get close to him where we can feel him breathing on us. Hallelujah. We can get into the inner court. Then we can get to the most holy.
Yes.
So elevate your mind, and let's go high.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know you guys have been blessed out there tonight. I've been blessed by this word. I tell you, we got to elevate our mind. We got to elevate our mind to the Lord. Amen. And so we just, we thank you, Pastor Butterfield, for bringing forth that word on tonight. What's on your mind? I hope that you've been blessed by this word on tonight. We got to make sure we keep ourselves covered with the Spirit of God, because of the ear gate and the eye gate and the touch gate. Because you know, if you receive it in the wrong way, it can mess you up. Amen. So we are praying that God will help us tonight by hearing this word, that we will allow this word to take root in us, and that we will be able to move to the next level. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory and give him praise and give him honor for this word that the man of God have stood boldly here and shared with us on tonight. What's on your mind? Go on and elevate it. Allow your mind to be elevated. So we are praying that you allowing your mind to be elevated on tonight. We want to hear from you on tonight. We want to hear from you. So we're asking that you will press 1 on your phone if you want prayer, or you want to talk to this man of God, or you want to comment concerning the message that has gone forth, just a prayer, if you need prayer, whatever you would need, just press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air. And we just give God glory and give him praise for what he is doing in God's people. And we see that we have one in queue, 770, and your last 4 digits is 8927. You are now live on the air, caller.
Good evening, Pastor Ann and Pastor Steve. This is Pastor Constance, and what a powerful, powerful, powerful word. Oh, my goodness, as I sit, I thank God for the both of you, and thank God, Pastor Steve, for you bringing forth this word as I sit and listen about how that we need to elevate our mind and be mindful of what is on our minds. And it is just that scripture just resonated in my spirit that thank God that we have the ability to set our minds. So we can, the word of God tells us to set our minds on those things. And so as you were speaking, the scripture came back into my spirit about Philippians 4:8, in which
Amen.
The Lord has set our
yes.
minds. He tells us what to set our minds on. He tells
yes.
us that whatsoever
yes.
things
yes.
that are true, and things that are noble, and things that are just, and things that are pure, things that are
Ooh,
lovely,
yes.
and abundant, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, then we are to think on these things. And so,
yes.
in the midst of us setting our mind, God also tells us specifically what to set our minds on. And so,
mm-hmm.
with that, we will be able to be elevated to that higher level in God. So, I thank God for both of you, and thank God so much for such a powerful word tonight. You both be blessed.
Amen. Thank
Praise
you so much.
The Lord.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Ma'am, thank you so much. And we are waiting. You can still press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live on the air. Thank you, caller, for that scripture and for
Amen.
That word
that
you just brought forth.
Up.
And Pastor Butterfield had that scripture as well. Just didn't bring it out, but you were supposed
Amen.
To bring it
Amen.
Out. So
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
This
is really an awesome word tonight, and we take it seriously, thinking about what's on our mind, and take it seriously that we need to elevate our mind, because that is the only way that we're going to get to the next level is in God, is that we elevate our mind. We got to elevate our mind. God has been good and great to us, so we want to be good to him. We want to be good to Jesus. Amen. So just press 1 on your phone. We will bring you live on the air. If you would like to make a comment tonight, we will bring you live on the air to share with us. As Pastor Butterfield said earlier, the ear gates, the eye gate, the touch gate, and a lot of times we may not move higher in those gates. But tonight we want to make sure that we understand the ear gate, the eye gate, and the touch gate, and knowing that it goes to the mind. And from the mind, depending on how you handle it, it's going to go into the heart. And so it's going to go into the heart a good way or a bad way. And so, and then when it gets into the mind, it enters into our spirit. And Pastor Butterfield was saying, we as men and women of God is able to really recognize the things that is not of God. Try the spirit by the spirit to see what type of spirit it is that you are being able to identify. And so we just give God glory and give him praise for this word. Amen. This word of God, it has been an awesome, awesome word. So thank you thank all of you for tuning in to the Word of God, the Turn on the Light broadcast. We are serving a God that will bring you out. We want to ask you to please go to our website at ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com and put a comment out there, and also to help us keep this broadcast going. Please, any amount that you will want to share with us will be appreciated. Go to ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com and make a contribution of any amount so that we can continue to keep this broadcast on the air. God has been really good to us through the years and has taken care of us and everything. But we want to give you the opportunity to give and plant a seed to the ministry. And then you also can locate us at 770-906-0607. That's 770-906-0607. God bless.
Amen. And please remember us in prayer. Next week we are heading out of town in South Georgia to do a conference with singles and marriage based on the book that God has given us. So be praying for us that God would have his will and his way down there, and people will be blessed.
Amen.
Their lives will be changed, not because of us, but because of the word that's in us.
Yeah.
And so pray for us that God's will be done.
Yeah.
To lives being changed.
Because
we don't want to go any place where we don't have impact.
Mm-hmm.
And influence,
exactly.
And so we want to make sure that we have influence in these people
as we
deliver the word of God. So pray with us, please, that God will be done and it will be a success, meaning that lives are going to
be
changed.
Yeah.
And if you know anybody who wants or needs marriage conferences or even consultation, I have a master's in family. Marriage and family. So I am certified.
Mm-hmm.
I am qualified. If anybody that needs help in that area, please have them contact us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely be confidential, and all we want to do is see people get better.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to thank you so much for your support. We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you
for praying for us and being with us. Even if you can't donate anything, just pray for us.
Yeah.
Prayer means more. Amen. And God, you pray, God will send the money. Amen. So we thank and praise God for you, and especially you for tuning in tonight. We pray that the word has blessed you. So tell your neighbors and tell your friends that next Saturday at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen.